In the book of Proverbs, we are offered two ways to live our lives. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. We can be seekers of good or pursuers of evil. We can have a positive attitude building people up or a negative one tearing people down. Do you know someone who is always spreading the dirt about relatives, friends, or people at work? It seems that they never have a nice thing to say about anyone. Have you found that their negativity rubs off on you? Does it steal your energy? Well, I have. Or are you the one spreading negative thoughts and don't even know it? Are you willingly participating in the daily gossip to be accepted as part of the crowd? Lent is a great time to ask ourselves if we are willingly or even unwillingly adding to the negativity in our lives. Are we critical and negative? Bitter and envious of others? Are we hurtful and selfish? If so, Proverbs warns us we will have a sad, painful, and troubled life. Have you ever heard the saying, "What goes around comes around"? My dad used to tell me, "You become like the people you hang out with." It is said that you are the average of the seven people you spend the most time with. If you associate with negative people, you'll become negative. Hang out with complainers, you'll be a complainer. Bitter, envious, selfish friends will make you a bitter, envious, and selfish person. You will never make positive changes in your life if you surround yourself with negative people. Pope Francis, in his Ash Wednesday message a few years ago, said that if we want to give up something for Lent, let's make it indifference toward our neighbors. Let's try to seek the gold in others and spread positive energy. And let's do it not only during Lent, but every day. What can we do to heighten the awareness of our surroundings and seek the gold in others rather than digging up the dirt? First, avoid negative people. Years ago, whenever I approached people who were gossiping or spreading negativity, I walked away. I didn't want their negativity to rub off on my positive attitude. I used to joke that I was allergic to them. Second, look for solutions. Negative people are never looking for solutions, never looking for ways to make things better. If they did, they'd have nothing to complain about and would have to find the next thing to complain about. Number three, optimism is a happiness magnet. You find positive people to associate with, people looking to build people up, find solutions, and are interested in personal growth, and I'll guarantee you it will add to your happiness. And number four, be the yes but person. When people are spreading rumors about someone, I'll often interrupt them with a yes but, and then I'll share a positive thought about the person being targeted. You know, that may be true, but when I was in the hospital, she was the first to visit me. Yes, but he really went out of his way to help get that project completed on time. You get the idea, right? Remember, if they're talking behind someone's back when they're not there, then they're probably talking about you behind your back, too. Let's start right now. As Lent begins, let's try to find the gold in others, to be optimistic and positive. Let's shed the negative behavior and avoid letting negative people steal our joy. Let's bring a new energy to all that we do and seek God's favor, not just during Lent, but every day of our lives. Are you with me? We can do this, my friend. This is Tony Agnese.